It's a way of promoting their writings at a very low cost. And that is one of the things that makes it attractive. But the most attractive thing about it is that guerrilla marketing has been proven to work for people with big dreams and not deep pockets.
Today, we're honored to have on the line J. Conrad Levingston, the father of guerrilla marketing. Jay has sold over 1 million of his guerrilla marketing books and has written 28 other business books. His ideas are so compelling that his books have been translated into 37 different languages and is required reading for many MBA programs. Well, let's start with the definition. What is guerrilla marketing and does it really work?
Guerrilla marketing for writers means ways to promote whatever they've written, assuming it's a book, but anything they write. It's a way of promoting their writings at a very low cost. And that is one of the things that makes it attractive. But the most attractive thing about it is that guerrilla marketing has been proven to work for people with big dreams and not deep pockets.
Now, Jay, I've found that most self-published authors are eager to see results now. How long does it typically take for guerrilla marketing to start yielding results?
Well, the reality is, no matter what you do, if you do everything right, you've got to assume nothing will happen for the first 3 months. It's after 3 months that you're going to start seeing the effects of what you've done. And it should get better every month thereafter if you continue your promotional efforts. So the point, the moral, and the essence of what I'm saying is it does not happen instantly, no matter how good you are. Now, there are exceptions, but you can't live your life hoping for the exceptions.
Okay. Now, one of your guerrilla tips is to set up reciprocal links with other websites. How is this done, and how effective is it as a strategy?
Well, there are loads of websites out there. They would love to have content, especially if they don't have to pay you any money for it. And they don't, because what you'll do is offer to write a column for them or an article or anything of any length and tell them all you want in return for that is a link to your website. That's an easy thing for them to grant, an easy thing for you to ask. And this can work with partners all over the world. That's one of the great things about the internet, the opportunity for people to trade links. And more business comes to people from other people's links than come from search engines.
Let's talk about page 45. There you say that the goal of everything done to promote books by unknown authors is to create a critical mass of people who love them. What is critical mass? How do you get there? And most importantly, how long does it take?
It takes quite a few months to do it, Errol. Critical mass is when enough people have heard of your book and are talking about your book so that the word starts spreading exponentially. You hear about a book from one person and that's not critical mass. But when you start hearing about it from other people and then reading about it online, then maybe hearing it mentioned on the radio, then everything starts changing as more and more people become attracted to wanting to buy your book. That's the critical mass that you've got to achieve, and it doesn't happen in a hurry. If you've got a huge marketing budget, then it can happen in a short time, matter of weeks. But if you have no budget or a very small budget, it's going to take several months to achieve that critical mass that really is necessary to make a book stay up there and become popular and stay popular for a long time. Because what an author wants to do is not necessarily to create a bestseller that is a big hot book for 3 months, but to create what the trade knows as an evergreen, a book that keeps selling year after year after year. An example of that is my own guerrilla marketing. God, I do not want to be tooting my own horn, but that book did not make the bestseller list when it came out in the 80s, and none of the follow-up books made the bestseller list except for one, maybe two. But the thing that makes the publishers so joyful about the guerrilla books is that every year they keep selling. They are evergreens, and that's the job of an author, to write a book that's an evergreen that keeps selling, that doesn't go out of vogue or become dated too soon.
Sounds right. Timely and timeless.
Timely and timeless. Those are the right words, Errol. Exactly.
Got it. Now, because of what we do, I was particularly interested in what you said on page 124. There you talked about using radio interviews on the internet to generate sales. How would that be done?
Well, these days, the internet does a lot more than it did just 5 years ago. Internet radio is growing very rapidly, and it's very possible to take an audio tape of a radio interview that you participated in and put it onto your website so that when people visit your website, they can hear the interview. It means they did not have to be tuned to the station at the time that the broadcast was aired. It means that they can hear it at their leisure, which is what this world is turning to, people being able to do what they want at their leisure rather than at the leisure of the business owner, which is the way it used to be.
Well, okay. Let's talk about strategic alliances. You say the strategic alliances are so powerful that it alone can yield thousands of sales. How do you go about setting up strategic alliances to sell books?
Way to do that is to find companies that might benefit from the sales of your books. For example, I once wrote a book about satellite television. It was the first book that was written on the idea of satellite television, although these days almost everybody has a dish. Well, at first, it was very much in the interest of the people who manufacture those satellite dishes to send me out to speak to groups about satellite television. Just by getting those people interested in it, it means that those people would start buying satellite receivers and dishes, and as a result, the companies that make them would benefit the most, where I not only sold my books, but I sold their technology.
Moving on to Chapter 6, you spend a lot of time talking about commitment to promote. Why is commitment so important?
Well, let me give you a story by mentioning a bad word. The bad word I'm going to mention is Marlboro. When Marlboro introduced their cowboy in Marlboro Country, and the line come to where the flavor is, after the first year, this brand that had been the 31st largest selling cigarette in the country, after 1 year and the Marlboro people had invested $18 million in it, the brand was still the 31st largest selling cigarette in the country. And that was in the 60s. But now we switch to 2002, 2003, and we see that Marlboro is the number one selling cigarette in America, number one to men, number one to women, number one selling cigarette in the world. In fact, one out of every five cigarettes sold is a Marlboro. But here's the shocker. Absolutely nothing has changed in the marketing. It's still cowboys. It's still Marlboro Country. It's still come to where the flavor is. The thing that made that a successful brand, known as the most successful brand, successfully marketed brand in history, was the commitment of the Marlboro brand group to that campaign. If they had expected instant results, they would have walked away from the cowboy or let him ride off into the sunset. But they knew that the same thing that makes a marriage work, the same thing that makes a business work, is what makes marketing work, and that is commitment. So they committed to their marketing plan, they stayed with it, and eventually it took hold, and then it soared. And that would be true for so many other businesses, but the truth is, Errol, most people who run a business get cold feet after a few months have passed, and they're not getting a path of customers beating their way to the door and begging for their product, so they give up their marketing campaign. They do not understand commitment. Commitment means it's not always going to be good, it's not always going to be sunny. Sometimes it's going to be dark and stormy. You're going to have to ride it out knowing that there is going to be sunshine at the end. And for a book that is being marketed, if you commit to promoting it, it will eventually take hold and soar and bring in profits and royalties to your life.
You are clearly a master, Jay. Thanks again for the privilege of having you on the program. Do you have a book? An interview like the one you just heard can help you sell it. Go to readersradionetwork.com to find out how. That's www.readersradionetwork.com. Thanks for listening.